after the final training camp practice in front of the fans in Berea. Head coach Mike Pettine addressed the media one day after naming Brian Hoyer the starter for the second preseason game Monday night in Washington.
It's been tremendous. I came here and the fans had a certain reputation. You kind of sensed it from the outside, the passion, the loyalty. And then they just proved it over the course of training camp. I think we averaged the most fans that the Browns have ever had for training camp. And you can just sense the enthusiasm. And it's something I think it's going to be huge for our guys. You know, that we want the dog pound to be, bring back the days of old, that home field advantage will truly be a home field advantage. I mean, you look at what Seattle's been able to do with the 12th man. And that's something if we go out there and are playing good football and give our fans something to cheer about, that they'll be among the loudest in the league. I got lucky. I'm sure when you reviewed the tape, I was braced for it. And I think the buckets were, because they were filled with ice, they were a little bit heavy for the guys to lift. So I got some down the back, which was refreshing. But it was good. It's for a great cause. And I do want to go ahead and put the challenge out there to the Monday night crew, especially Mike Tirico and John Gruden. I know they'll appreciate it, but I think it's something that's. I was around OJ Brigance, who's afflicted with ALS in Baltimore, and he's just an amazing person. And I just think it's for a great cause. It's hard to say that. I know a report came out about how we're going to use him series wise. To me, it's more we want to make sure that we get the reps balanced, and I think it's hard to go every other series. So we'll just have a pretty good feel. If the first drive is a long one, there's a chance we could go ahead and make the switch. But I don't want to back myself into any commitment on, okay, it's going to be this or it's going to be that. But the goal is, as I've stated, at the end of the half, that we want to have the reps close to equal. Sure he can. That's what I said. All of our options are still on the table. He just needs to go out and play. That's the bottom line. They both do. I've met with both of them and discussed the situation, and they're both comfortable with it, and they both know that it's going to be up to them when they're out there to just go out and do their job. You never want a guy trying to do too much and come out of structure in order to accomplish something. I mean, we keep preaching to our guys, do your job, good things will happen. We're hopeful. We are hopeful. I think a lot of them are close, and that's always good when you have that depth, though. But we'll lean towards one guy or the other. But in the position of Gilbert and Screen, I think that's a position where you can kind of job share a little bit. We'll have to decide on a starter. Same with Robertson and Kirksey. We've already talked about that. They're both playing well. That adds to their team value if they're kind of balancing the reps out there or basically going by package.